Okay, we are picking up Nevshachayim, Sharadalad, Perik Hey, in the third paragraph. Reb Chaim Volozhiner has established for us the concept that in order for a person to truly acquire Torah, to become a Talmid Chacham, to really understand Torah and to acquire it for the long run, it has to be coupled with Yiras Shamayim. You can't separate fear of heaven and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our learning of Torah. The two are inseparable. Reb Chaim, in the beginning of Parakeh, established for us a yisod. He's called Gadol, that the larger the amount of foundation of Yiras Shamayim that a person has, then he will be able to acquire and to master more Talmud Torah. Meaning, you have to first create the, as he calls it, the bucket, the kli. The wider, larger the kli, the more Talmud Torah you could fill with it. But if you present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a small kli, then you're going to get that amount of Talmud Torah in return. And there's no way a person could truly master Chachmas HaTorah without Yiras Shamayim. And that's where we're picking up right now. So we're in the beginning of the paragraph that begins, Kein Hu Yisbarach Shemo. So again, we're in the middle of Parakei. In the middle paragraph, Kein Hu Yisbarach Shemo. So he says, Kein Hu Yisbarach Shemo, likewise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yado Psucha Kiviyachol Hashpia Tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands are open in order to give to us, to influence us, to give to us constantly. L'kol Ish Me'am Seguaso, every single one of his people. Rov Chachma Ubina Yisera. But to be very careful, listen to the carefully these words here. What is Hashem is giving us? Rov Chachma, a vastness of wisdom, Ubina Yisera, and deeper understanding. Okay, let's understand what that means in a moment. V'kishi Yiskayim Itzalim, and that wisdom will be everlasting for him. V'yikashrim Alulach Libam, it'll be attached to his heart, lishtasheya itam bevoam liolam hamenucha, in order to give him enjoyment and pleasure for that person when he goes to the olam haba, called the olam hamenucha, v'tamudam biyadam, and then his learning will be in his hands. Meaning, in order for a person to go to olam haba and present a kadosh baruch hu, well, this is the learning that I accomplished. This is what I have. Right, we know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that after 120 years, Hashem is going to ask us a number of questions. This is the ultimate bechina, and one of them did we engage in learning? That learning that we're engaged in this world, that's what takes to the next world. The goal is to be able to take that Torah with us. That happens if we can set up our Yiras Shamayim in this world. Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita, Mori Marina Verabinu, when I was much younger, I was able to zocha to have a lot of time with Rav Yitzchak Cohen. The second time actually that I learned Nefesh HaChaim, the first time I learned with Rav David Miller Shlita, the second time with Nefesh HaChaim about 20 years ago, I had a chavrusa with Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita. It was zocha. It's a great maase in and of itself. I went over to Rav Cohen, and I was fourth year smicha. I was just, it's my first year teaching in MTA. I was teaching in the morning, and I was learning in the kol in the afternoon still in YU. And I had more time in my hands in those days. So I was itching to learn with Nefesh HaChaim. So I went over to Yitzhak Cohen, and I said, you know, Rebbe, have any time to learn? I'd love to have a chavrusa with Rebbe. I said, day or night, it's irrelevant, whatever time works for Rebbe. So Cohen gives every Tuesday night a Musar Seder, also he learns a certain Sefer every single year. That year he was teaching Nefesh HaChaim. So he asked me, he said, did you ever learn Nefesh HaChaim? I said, actually, I just learned it with Rav David Miller. He said, oh, Gevaldik, you'll come and prepare with me. So we, every day after 3-hour afternoon Seder, we learned for 15 minutes every day from 6:30 to 6:45. We learned Nefesh HaChaim together for a whole year. It was obviously, as you can imagine, a life-changing, year for me. But Yitzhak Cohen, and that when we learned, he made the following observation. So we say in the beginning of Pirkei Avos that it says that tzaddikim, it says v'ami kulam tzaddikim liolam yirshu aretz, that in, who is going to inherit the world in the olam haba? V'ami kulam tzaddikim. And the way Rav Cohen said it, it doesn't say Talmid Chachamim, doesn't say Gaonim, doesn't say people who have mastered Chas and Poskim. It says the Amich Kulam Tzadikim. And the goal is to be a tzaddik. That's the first and foremost. That's the starting point, is to have Yiras Shamayim, is to be a chacham. However, what we need to look into right now, look into these lines of Nefesh HaChayim, to begin to think about it is, does that chachma come automatically, or does that only come through our yegiya? Because what do we just say? It says, if we have that Yiras Shamayim, well, again, look back at the words, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is open to be on us, to give us rov chachma bina yaseira, to give us that wisdom. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us? Do we have to work for it? Isn't that what we always learn, that we have to work for our learning? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us? They say in the art scroll biography of the Vilna Gaon, tells the Maisa that it says that that once a Malach came to the Gra and offered to teach him all the secrets of Torah. And the Gra said, absolutely not. He says, whatever I want to acquire in Torah, I want to work for it. At the same time, we know that the Yosef Cairo, the Mechaber, did have a chavrusa with a Malach, right? And he recorded all his teachings in his Sefer Avkas Rochel. Avkas Rochel was all his conversations with the Malach. So there's a balance of, at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia all his Rov Chachma. At the same time, we also have to be Yagia. The Gemara in Nida, there's a Gemara in Nida in Daf Ayin on my base. The Gemara there says, Ma Yase Adam V'yichakim. What should a person do to become a Tama Chacham? Yivakesh Rachamim Mimisha Chachma Shalo. He has to daven for a Chachma from who owns all the Chachma. Shenemar, Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma Bipiv Dasuz Vuna. According to that Gemara and Nida, the only way for a person to truly be a Tama Chacham is what Rechaim Volozhin is telling us, is to have that Yiras Shamayim and daven for it. That it has to be somewhat of a matana in order for us to truly accomplish. At the same time, we know that the Gemara Megillah and Da'avavim and Beis tells us, it says, Yagati Volo Matzati Al Tamin. If a person works hard in learning and he doesn't find success in learning, don't believe him. Right, so the assumption is that if a person works hard in learning, they will be accomplished in Tov and Torah. The Gemara says there, "Honey, mili chedude." That's as far as becoming understanding pilpul and understanding the Gemara in its depths. About ukme girsa siyata deshmaya. But if you want to just figure out what the text is, that's siyata deshmaya. The Beis Halevi, ala Torah Parshas Yisro, points out that the chiluk in the Gemara there is a little bit of what we're talking about here. That the Beis Halevi says that when a person wants to truly become a lamdin, if you want to be able to really toil in Torah and toil in learning, that has to come through our efforts. That has to come through our intense, intense learning. At the same time, we have to recognize that there's a certain amount of gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us if we have this Yiras Shamayim. Many, many years ago, Rav Shechter Shlita was giving a shmuz on in Shabbos in YU. And Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Shechter said that when he was a younger man, when he was 24, he and the Rebbetzin had taken a year off after he had finished learning in YU for a number of years, and he was a Rebbe in KBY. So when he was 24. So at that time, the stipler was still alive, and he went to visit the stipler in Bnei Brak. So you can imagine that, we wouldn't be a fly on the wall, it'd be a conversation between the stipler and Rav Shechter. So the Rav Shechter and the Rebbetzin were not yet blessed with children at that time. So Rav Shechter says that he recalls the stipler was a little hard of hearing in his old age. So Rav Shechter said he went to the stipler there and he sat down at an appointment with him and he was waiting for him, and he said, spoke and learning a little bit. So at the end, Rav Shechter said, Rebbe, can I have two brachos? He said, sure. He said, what would you like a bracha? He said, can we have a bracha that we should be zocha to have children? And can I have a bracha that I should be masliach in my learning? The stipler responded to Rav Shechter, for children, I give you a bracha. And can I have a bracha? They had a very large family. He says, however, for your learning, you want success in learning? Zets in learning. No brachos for learning. So that, Rav Shechter said, is what his brachos from the stipler. So if a person wants to be matzliach in learning, it's about a yagiyah and a melas. At the same time, We also have to recognize, right, that it comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a Tana Debel Yahu in Perichav Zion that says, and I'll read it, I have the Lashon here. It says, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Shabachar B'divrei Chachamim, U'tamidehem, U'mekayim Aleihem, B'mida Sha'adam Modeid, Moder and Lo. And if it comes for a Tamidehem, for a Tamidim, that what you put in, that's what you get out. Kishem Shehim Yoshim Nebate Kinesios, Nebate Midrashos, Bechol Makom Shapani Lahem. When a person learns in Shul and in Beis Medrash, at every moment that's free to them, V'korin L'shonin, L'shem Shemayim, and they learn L'shem Shemayim, V'yir B'vavam, U'machzikim B'divrei Torah, Apihem, K'mokin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Kenegdom, that Hashem will sit opposite them, U'megal Lahem Sodos HaTorah, B'fihem U'bavavam. When you sit and learn, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting opposite you, and he's feeding you the Torah as it's going into your neshama. But it doesn't come without that sitting in Yoshin. And we'll end with tonight with an unbelievable Maisa, and we'll, even though we only did a little bit tonight, just there's so much packed into these lines. When I was Zocha to be in Yonos Zaks Shir, so Zaks was my Rebbe here in YU for many years, still our family Rav and Posek. So we had a Shir Shabbaton. And we had it in Passaic. His son, Bensi, was, maybe 12, 13 years old at the time. We had the Shir Shabbaton, and the guys got Bensi to ask all the hard questions that everyone was embarrassed to ask for his sex. So the guys asked, someone asked for Bensi to ask for his sex that they wanted to know, does Rebbe have a photographic memory? Because everyone, like, no one could believe all of the amount that his sex knows. And so Sachs was sitting in front of the long tish with 80 guys in the Shir. And Bensi Sachs gets up and he says, "Ta, the guys want to know if you have a photographic memory." And I'll never forget it. Rabbi Sachs, all of a sudden, he closes his eyes and he starts crying. And he starts crying in front of the whole room. And there were Baal Batim there, and it was a packed room. And he says, "If anybody thinks that which I've acquired in Torah is because of a sheer gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, and not because I was mehafech leilos kiyamim, and I turned nights into days, and it was yagia for decades and decades, if you think that's how I've achieved all my Torah, then I'm highly insulted." And he would, and that ended the conversation. It was so painful to him that we should be choshed that which he's acquired in Torah is because of that of his intellectual gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That if we're intelligent, if we're gifted, it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That's not what we've achieved. And Hashem, we'll continue on. We'll finish up Perek Hay a little bit more next time. But just to begin to process and to think about, what it is that we've been gifted. And to recognize that we have to constantly balance the tefillah, your shemayim, as well as the amelos. I'm sure we'll pick up next time.